Hey, hello, and what's up, y'all? You're listening to the Cultivated Vegan Podcast, Season 4, Episode 3. In today's episode, I conversate with none other than fellow TCA alumni and my friend Chatney White about her latest book, Delayed But Not Denied. Chatney gives us strategies on how to remain diligent through setbacks and disappointments. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Cultivated Vegan Podcast, where healthy is more than just how much you weigh and what size you wear. I am your host, Sharonda Berry, here to teach you to redefine your idea of health by viewing this from a holistic perspective. I do this by cultivating what I consider to be the six C's of holistic health: faith, food, fitness, family, finances, and fun. So if you're ready to free yourself from those toxic attachments and unhealthy habits, let's dive in. Chatney White is the founder, CEO of Diva Enterprises, LLC. Her mission is to encourage, equip, as well as to empower women across the globe on how to become and remain determined, inspired, virtuous, and anointed women of God while living their best life now. In addition, she provides alternative outlets and environments for Christian entertainment, networking, and collaboration. Chatney accomplishes this by the books that she writes, hosting live and virtual events, as well as her online community, Grown and Sanctified Divas Network. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast, Chatney.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharonda. I'm glad to be here.
You guys do not know how I'm acquainted with Chatney, but I'll tell you guys briefly. We are both a part of a 12-month mentorship program called TCA, Trailblazers Coaching Academy, and I probably refer to that program way too often. But anyway, we were both a part of that 12-month program and coached by Carla Cannon, the Trailblazer. I was a part of the 2021 class, and Chatney was a part of the 2020 class. Is that correct, Chatney?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, not 20. Okay. And so Chatney came during our empowerment week. It was probably about 6 months into the program. Coach saw that our motivation was waning and everything. We were getting a little drowned down. And so she got some alumni to, she asked some alumni to come in and kind of inspire us and encourage us. And Chatney was one of those people that came and spoke to us. And I remember being so inspired by your story. And it kind of helped me to push for the Trailblazer of the Year award, which actually, that's something else that we have in common, because you were Trailblazer of the Year in 2020 and I was Trailblazer of the Year in 2021. So then I met Chatney in person when we both attended Woman Heal, a conference that Coach also hosted in October. So that's when I actually met you in person, but I was, you know, was connected with you back in June or July, and I was truly inspired by your story. Like I said, encouraged, motivated. And then when your book came out, I just absolutely knew that I had to get you on the podcast, because I really like your book, Chatney White, Delayed But Not Denied, and it is How to Remain Diligent Through Setbacks and Disappointments, and it is the Cultivated Vegan Book of the Month for February. And so what I like about your book, several things, I can go on and on, but I like the fact that it's a quick read. I find that sometimes books are kind of intimidating, especially to those of us who haven't been used to reading a lot or just new to reading. Those really thick books can be intimidating. And then secondly, I own several books that have many pages, but they're full of fluff. You know, it's like you got a lot of pages. I think just to say you have a lot of pages, but it's, you're not saying a lot of things. And your book, even though it may not have a lot of pages, it is full of nuggets and wisdom on every single page. That's what I like about it. And then thirdly, I mean, I know the author. So, I mean, I just... that's just awesome just to know the person who wrote the book. So... I like that as well. So let's just start off by asking, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, what inspired me to write this book, number one, is because I have experienced so many setbacks and disappointments throughout my own life. And there were so many times where I felt like I was delayed. I felt like God was just intentionally put me on the back burner. Like he just forgot about me. Like, why does it seem like everyone else is just moving like light years ahead? And I just seem to be on pause, on the back burner. Like no matter what I did or what I was trying to accomplish, it just seemed like I was just constantly just, you know, delayed, forgotten about. And I would go through and experience all these setbacks and disappointments, and it would just seem like, you know, I couldn't win for losing. And so I wrote this book to be, I was inspired to write this book to serve as a lifeline to someone who found themselves in that same predicament, in that same situation of feeling like they just can't catch a break, who feels like they're constantly experiencing those setbacks and disappointments back to back to back. And for me, because I constantly work on my mental toughness, I was able to continue to push through those setbacks and disappointments, and I didn't give up hope, and I was determined not to quit. But I know there are plenty of people out there that may not be in that same boat or may not have that same toughness and need to be able to know and be reminded that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that there is hope, that just because you may be experiencing that delay, it does not mean denied. It does not mean that God has forgotten about you. It does not mean that God is saying no to whatever your vision, your goals, your aspirations may be. It just may mean that you are experiencing a delay right now. And so while you may be in that in-between, while you may be experiencing that delay during that time, during that season, it's not a time to just feel like you want to totally give up. It's not a time for you to just want to throw in the towel. And so I wrote this book to serve as that guide, to serve as that resource, to help someone who may find themselves in a similar season or situation, that while they are going through that season, while they're going through that valley experience, while they may feel like they are on the back burner, while they are experiencing those setbacks, those disappointments, or whatever obstacle or adversity they may be facing, that they can know that there is hope for them and that it's not over yet. So that's what inspired me to write this book.
Well, I definitely think you succeeded in that. And I related to the book in its entirety, all the way starting in chapter one, just starting from chapter one. We even had that in common, a random encounter with a stranger where you found yourself in a situation you weren't expecting. What we had in common, that we were both two young ladies out here in life, living, at least trying to attempt to live our best life. The only difference is I had a child and you did not. And so we found ourselves having to take a step back, going back home. You know, we left the home, we're independent, we're on our own. Then due to situations, circumstances, decisions that we've made, we found ourselves back home with our parents. And that was exactly what happened to me. I went home, but I had a child with me when I returned home. And moving all the way into chapter two, this is only the detour. Your first sentence says, setbacks occur in our life to distract and derail us from our purpose, but they do not have to be permanent unless we allow them to be. So that setback that I had when I had to return home as a fully adult, needing to, you know, the assistance of my parents, it was humiliating for me. It was demeaning. It was embarrassing. And I sat in it. While it wasn't permanent, I sat in it extremely too long, entirely too long. I sat in the wrong decisions that I made. And then at the end of the chapter, the end of the same chapter, you say, and I also did not allow my current circumstances at the time define who I was, but instead reminded myself daily of who I am in Christ, a daughter of the King who has entitled me rights to success, abundance, peace, joy, and prosperity in all areas of life. And I did the opposite of that. I allowed my mistake to define me. So can you kind of explain to us, when we find ourselves in a setback, even though we may feel like we disappointed ourselves or others, we may be embarrassed by the decisions that we made, we may feel bad. How do we avoid allowing those? First of all, how do we avoid sitting in it too long, allowing a temporary situation to be a permanent situation when it doesn't have to be? How do we avoid allowing these detours to be permanent in our lives? And how do we avoid them defining us, like mistakes or setbacks or detours? How do we avoid from allowing them to define us?
Okay, well, you avoid them allowing them to define you by number one is that you don't focus on it. You have to shift your focus. You have to shift your perspective, because if you continue to dwell and ponder and focus on that setback, that disappointing a circumstance or situation, then the more that you are going to engulf yourself in it, and then you start to attach yourself to it, and that's when it becomes pretty much your identity. So you have to shift your focus. You have to shift your mindset. And one way that you do that is that you have to constantly affirm yourself with the word of God, affirm yourself by speaking and declaring affirmations over you. It's all about what you're feeding your mind, what you're feeding your mm-hmm. mental space, as well as what you're feeding your spirit, as well as who you surround yourself with. Because a lot of times when we find ourselves in those situations, and if we surround ourselves with people who may be constantly, you know, adding insult to injury by you know, kicking us while we're down, or bringing up other stuff, or constantly putting it in our face, then those are not the type of people that you want to surround yourself with and who you want to keep company with. You want to make sure that you are very careful and mindful of who you have in your intimate space, in your inner circle. You want to be around people that are going to be able to speak life into you, to encourage you, and to help, you know, build you up, not put you down. But you also want to be intentional, and you want to purpose in your mind that you're going to build yourself up as well. So that's how you allow it not to define you, and how you allow it not to become your identity. Because like I said in the book, it's only temporary unless we allow it to be. And how we can prevent it from allowing it to become permanent is that we still have to continue to press forward. We have to continue to keep our end goal in sight. So when I was going through those times when I was experiencing my setbacks in different situations, I always kept my end goal in mind. I always had to constantly remind myself that this is not the end. I had to constantly remind myself, this is just a chapter in my story, but it's not the full story. I know that God has bigger and greater for me. And I had to be intentional about not allowing myself to dwell there. Yes, this is easier said than done, but that's when, like they say, you got to put on your big girl panties. And you have to be intentional about it. And you really have to, you know, it's about doing things whether or not you feel like it, because a lot of times you're not going to feel like it. You know, it's a lot easier to just kind of want to, you know, wallow in self-pity, but you have to tell yourself, remind yourself, no, I'm not going to have a pity party. No, I'm not going to allow myself to be in a state of funk or depression, whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to get up from here. I'm going to rise up from here, and I'm going to press forward. So it's all about keeping your eyes forward, keeping your eyes on your vision, on that goal, on your end destination, whatever you're trying to get to, or whoever you're trying to become. You have to keep your mind focused on that.
I love it. Love it. Today's episode is brought to you by Newberry Health and Wellness brand new group coaching program called Bloom. Bloom is a 12-week holistic journey to health, happiness, and wholeness. Bloom was designed to help you deepen your walk with Christ, jumpstart your weight loss journey, learn how to prepare healthy and delicious plant-based meals, and foster healthy relationships with your family, friends, and your finances. If you're ready to free yourself from toxic attachments and unhealthy habits, and if you're ready to achieve your very own holistic transformation, head over to bit.ly/get-ready-to-bloom. That's bit.ly/get-ready-to-bloom. Once again, that's bit.ly/get-ready-to-bloom. And let me help you grow. And then also, you make a reference to diamonds. I think we're in chapter 3 now. And you say, just like the diamond must be tried and tested, shaped and molded, though having to withstand high levels of heat and pressure before totally transformed, you will also have to go through the fiery furnace, aka setbacks and disappointments, to experience complete transformation. I can honestly say that what they say, I was today years old before I learned this, right? I did not start implementing loving the process until last year. You know, whatever the process may be, any area of life, running a business, doing this podcast, it came with a bunch of setbacks. It came with a bunch of things that went in the direction in which I did not plan and led to a lot of frustration. In life, we have our life planned and set to go in a certain direction and it doesn't happen. And we get, you know, like you said, we don't keep going. We don't affirm ourselves. Maybe we're around the wrong people and we just become disheartened with the entire process. But I'm learning now to honestly love every step of the way. I no longer look at mistakes as, or you know, things as mistakes or failures. I look at them as lessons learned, opportunity. I learned how not to do something, right? So what is your advice to the diamond scenario? How does someone learn to appreciate the process, even though it may be hot and painful? You know, it may be heated. It may be uncomfortable. It may be painful. How do you learn to love the process of waiting?
Well, you learn the process of waiting by, and you kind of pretty much answer this and what you just said about, you know, changing your perspective or looking at it as not just a mistake or a setback, but looking at the lessons that you're able to learn from it. Look at how it is molding you and shaping you into that person, because in order to become and to transform into that person that you will ultimately want to become or that you are striving to become and evolve into, it's going to take going through certain situations and going through that fiery furnace or those setbacks and those obstacles and adversities or whatnot. It's through those things, through those situations that you're being molded into that person. And so you learn how to appreciate the process by, one, you have to remind yourself that it's only temporary. It's not permanent. And you also have to remind yourself, you have to look at what you are learning or what this is teaching you as you're going through that process. Look at how you are changing and becoming a better person because of the process. It may even cause you to even draw closer to God and to further develop and deepen your relationship with God. So there are so many things that are happening and transpiring in that process we may tend to overlook because we're just so focused on the process itself or what we're going through. So it's about shifting your focus and shifting your perspective and looking at the positive out of it. You have to be able to and look at the positive versus not just the negative while you're in the situation.
Yes, great, great. Shifting your mindset and how you think about it, shifting your perspective, definitely. Also, you talk about acknowledging and recognizing what you can't control. And in a previous conversation that we've had together, we both admit to being recovering perfectionists and having to control everything. How do we let that go? How do we let go of having to control everything? Or how did you do that?
Well, one way, first you have to remind yourself, well, ultimately, we're not really in control of anything anyway.
Say that again. We're not controlling as much as we think we do.
Exactly. Like, we may want to tell ourselves that we are in control or that we are the ones, you know, handling this or steering the ship. But ultimately, God is the one that's in control of everything. Yes, he gives us free will and we're able to, you know, make our own decisions and to go about, you know, do things in our daily life and on a daily basis ourselves. But ultimately he is the one that is, he's in control. He's steering the ship. He's the one that, you know, holds the reins of everything. So now think about that. Well, perfect example, when it comes to, you know, you may want things to happen within a certain time frame, and then you do everything you can, or you think you're doing everything you can because you want it to happen by this certain time or by this certain age or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it doesn't. That is a good example and reminder of how much we are not in control. Ultimately, it's about, you just have to release it. You have to, it's about being able to release release it and have trust and faith in knowing that his timing is perfect. Things may not happen according to our timetable, but his timetable. So we have to release that false narrative or idea that we ultimately, that we are in control of how things are going to turn out, because we're not. We can make our plans. We can have our, you know, strategies and whatnot all mapped out, and not saying that is that you shouldn't have your plans and exactly, you know, exactly. have your goals or have strategies or whatnot. But ultimately, if God wants to shift or alter things or how he does things, or, you know, he may say that, okay, this is good, but not right now, then you have to learn how to roll with the punches. And yeah. as I said, it's a daily thing. It's a thing that I don't believe you're ever going to get 100% down packed. But as you go about each and every day, it's a thing where you just have to, you have to constantly remind yourself, and you just have to be willing to just release it. As easy as it may sound, you just have to release it. You have to, in a sense, hand it over to him. And by handing it over to him, it's just first, I think we have to release it mentally in our minds. We have to stop going and rehashing and going and over and thinking, well, maybe I could have did this different. Maybe I could have did that. You know, maybe I did this wrong. And a lot of times it doesn't even have anything to do with that. It's just, it just may not be the right timing or the perfect timing that God has ordained for it to happen. Or it just may mean, you know, just not yet. So there are some other things that you may need to work on. So it's all about just laying it at the altar of God. And that's, of course, always easier said than done. But when you mentally release it and you let yourself go of that burden, then you feel 10 times lighter. And it's just knowing and reminding yourself that, you know, he's the head honcho, you know, I'm taking orders from him. And so it's a thing that you have to just be constantly, consciously aware of and remind yourself that, you know, he does give us some control and some, you know, reign, but ultimately it's him steering the ship. And we got to trust and have faith that because he is the Almighty One and because he's sovereign, he knows what's best for us. I think if we, we forget that, and we have to constantly remind ourselves that, okay, he knows what's best for us. So if it hasn't happened yet, or if it's not happening within my timetable that I set, then there's a good reason for that. And that I may not know why, but we're not going to know everything. He doesn't allow us to know everything. And I think, you know, that's for good reason. So we have to become at peace with not knowing everything, not knowing how everything is going to exactly pan out, but trust and believing and knowing that he has the best intentions for us and that he is going to make sure that everything works out for the good.
Right. He has our best interest in heart. He wants nothing for the best for us, and that his ways are always perfect. Yeah, if we could just trust and rest in that, it really would be helpful. It would relieve a lot of stress off of us if we would just put our faith in him and trust that it's going to work out. And, you know, I think we talked about this previously, too. Sometimes we have a destination planned or goal planned, and it's not necessarily that he delays it, but sometimes it doesn't look like we think it should. You know, it doesn't take the course or the direction that we thought it would go. You know, I thought, Lord, I would get to this destination going this route, but then he slides in there, kind of like our GPS when it tells us that we're redirecting and now we got to take this detour. That can be kind of scary. I know I myself, when I put that direction in that destination in the GPS, I don't want to hear detour. I want to know that it's going to take me directly in the way that I have been watching this map. Or if I'm going somewhere familiar and, you know, there's an accident or there's something going on and it's telling me that, you know, somebody's out there flagging us to go a different route and I haven't been down this street before, or I don't know where I'm going, even though there's people standing there saying, yeah, this way, that way, or maybe the big orange sign saying detour, go here, there. Because I'm unfamiliar with that, I am panicking. I'm like, wait a minute, this is unfamiliar to me. This is uncomfortable. I don't like this. And they may, even though the signs are telling me I'm going to get where I need to go, I'm still not okay with that because I'm outside of my comfort zone.
Right, exactly. That's a good point. We have to get to a point where we get comfortable being outside of that comfort zone. Like, we have to, you know, recognize and know that being in a comfort zone, even though it may feel good, being in that comfort zone, it's not gonna allow the opportunity for the growth and the transformation that we want to see take place. Yes. So, you know, we have to, you know, get used to being outside of that comfort zone a lot of times, which, like I said, it's always, you know, an adjustment and a process with that. But when we know that even when we're outside of the comfort zone, if we remind ourselves that whether I'm in my comfort zone or I'm outside of my comfort zone, who's always there? God's always there with us, regardless. Right. So it doesn't matter, because as long as we have him walking next to us and by our side, whether it's, you know, even when it does get uncomfortable, we can still be at peace and rest and know that he's there with us to guide us and lead us every step of the way.
Every step of the way. And growth and evolution is uncomfortable, but I like that he's there to lead and guide us every step of the way. And I like that your book, you says there may be delays along your journey, but always remember that just because God delays something from happening does not mean that he wants to deny permanent access to it. And I think that's kind of like what we were just saying, even though he delays it or even though he may detour us, it doesn't mean that it's permanent. You know, we're not going to receive it. Maybe just not now. I think I heard that before. No doesn't mean no. It just means not now. God is, right. You know, he's saying no, but he's just saying not now. And we have to be able to trust and believe in that. Is there anything else that you want to share?
There's nothing else that I would like to share at this point. I mean, I just would like to remind and to say to anyone, if you may be, you know, find yourself in a situation or a season of your life where you are dealing with those back-to-back setbacks or disappointments, or you feel like, you know, you've been on a quote unquote permanent delay, but know that it's not permanent. And know, just like you said, God just may be saying not now. He's not saying no. So even though you may be delayed, trust and believe that doesn't mean that you are being denied.
I love it. I love it. Tell us how we can connect with you, Chatney.
Yes, so you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm under Chatney White, as well as on Instagram, Chatney_White, as well as if you would like to like and follow, connect with my online community, Growing the Sanctified Divas Network. We're on Facebook and Instagram, as well as YouTube, under GASD Network. So that's how you can connect with me.
Love it. I love it. And because Delayed But Not Denied is the Cultivated Vegans Book of the Month, you guys will have an opportunity to win your free copy of the book. And those details will be under the cultivatedvegan.com on Facebook and Instagram. So just look for the post that says Chatney White Delayed But Not Denied. Your instructions will be there. So once again, I thank you. That concludes the interview session, but let's just spend a few minutes just getting to know. We just knew Chatney, the author there, and you gave some great advice, but let's learn about Chatney, the person, the lady. So first question I want to ask is, who is one person who has had a great impact on your life?
Wow. One person that has had an impact on my life. Oh, wow. There's so many people I could say, but I would say my mother, because I have seen her, you know, rise and overcome and go through so much. She's such a strong person. She has so much tenacity and determination, and I believe that, you know, that's where I get that from. I look at her and I see everything that she has went through in her life and overcome. Yeah. And even with her right now currently, she does have arthritis, but she still continues to push forward, and she does her business and, you know, maintain her household and all of that, and how she was, you know, able to raise us, you know, growing up. And my dad, you know, he was in the service, or sometimes he would get stationed in different places, so he wasn't mm-hmm. always there with us, and there was a lot more on her. So I look to her and I get inspired, you know, and I see her strength and I see her courage and determination. And I just see such a strong, powerful Black woman, you know, with everything yes. that she's had to endure and overcome. So that's one person that I've definitely look up to and admire, you know, throughout my life. I've always admired her, even though, you know, and I'll be honest and say this, we haven't always seen eye to eye. But yes. that doesn't mean that you cannot, you know, she still inspired me. She still always, right. she encourages me right. in different ways, whether she's even realized it or not. So this little side note, you know, mothers and daughters out there, you may, you know, have your times where you're not seeing eye to eye, or you may yes. not get along, but cherish and love your mother, because you only get one.
That's right.
There are a lot of people that don't have their mother right now at this current time. So if your mother is still alive and still living, cherish that, and just, you know, recognize that she didn't do nothing else. She brought you into this world.
Amen.
I admire and I'm grateful for my mother. She's always been hard on me, and I didn't always understand it and appreciate it, but now I realize why, and so I appreciate it.
Great, great, wonderful answer. Shout out to mom. What advice would you give to 18-year-old Chatney, knowing all that you know now? What advice would you go back and give her, someone who's just starting out in life?
Well, if I can go back and talk to 18-year-old Chatney, I would tell her to love herself and know yes. that she is worthy.
Yes.
That she is enough. I would tell her to not allow anyone to devalue her, or to believe, you know, any lies from anyone, as far as, you know, you'll do this if you love me, or, you know, you'll do that. I would tell her that true love waits. For someone that really loves you, they will wait. And they would cherish you, and they would treat you with the respect and the honor and the dignity that you deserve as being a, yes. a daughter of the King of the Most High God. So that's what I would go back and tell the 18-year-old Chatney.
Yes, yes. And last question is, what is the best advice you've ever received?
Always follow your instinct. Always follow your instinct.
Good one.
There's a lot of times when I have second guessed myself or not done something, and it resulted in a not so favorable result. It's because I didn't follow my instinct. I didn't follow what my intuition told me. So that intuition that we have, I know they say, you know, as women, we have that woman's intuition, you know, follow that, you know, or I like to call it, you know, our inner Holy Ghost. If you are a believer, and you're, you know, if you're a believer, then you have the inner Holy Ghost. Listen to and follow that voice of the inner Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. When he tells you something, or he tells you not to do something, or he tells you to move forward and do something, don't ignore and follow that voice of the inner Holy Spirit, or your intuition, or whatever you want to call it.
Good, good advice, Chatney. Love it, love it. And so thank you once again for your time. I know the audience is going to love your words of wisdom. Once again, I tell you guys, I encourage you guys to go out and pick up Chatney's book, Delayed But Not Denied. Oh, I forgot to, where can they find your book? I forgot to put that. And I will put the links in the show notes. Where can we find Delayed But Not Denied?
Yes, so you can, if you want to get a personally signed copy from me, you can go to my website, chatneywhite.com. So also go to my website, you can learn more about me and how to connect with me. And you can also purchase a copy of my book by going to my website, chatneywhite.com. Also, you can go on Amazon and purchase it. It is available on Amazon. So if you want the Kindle version, it's on Amazon. Or if you want to get a hard copy, you can go on Amazon and get it. But in order to get a signed copy from me, you have to go through my website, which is chatneywhite.com.
Great, great. And do you mind praying us out today, however the Spirit leads you?
No, I do not mind at all.
Thank you.
All right, so everyone, all hearts and minds are prepared. Lord God, we just want to thank you on today. We thank you for allowing us to see this brand new beautiful day that you have made. We thank you, Lord God, for your brand new grace and mercies, and that you daily load of us with benefits. We thank you today, oh God. I thank you for this opportunity to come on this podcast with Sharonda to share a part of my story and discuss and talk about my book. I hope and pray that it blesses someone in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And I pray over all of those that are listening on today, Lord Father God, those who may be feeling discouraged or dismayed, downtrodden, who may even be feeling bogged down, perplexed, whatever the case may be, Lord Father God, I ask and pray, Lord Father God, that you would give them that boost they may need, whether that's in their mind and their spirits, Lord Father God, that you would just help them wherever they are, Lord Father God, whatever need they may have. I speak and I decree and declare that all needs are met, Lord Father God. I speak and I decree and declare a peace over anyone that may need peace, a supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. I speak joy, I speak favor, I speak blessings over everyone listening to this podcast, Lord Father God, or that may hear it, Lord, now or in the future, Lord God. And I ask and pray that you will continue to guide us and protect us, Lord Father God. I decree and declare Psalm 91 protection over all listening, Lord Father God, from any hurt, harm, or danger, from any plague, sickness, illness, disease, virus, Lord Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that we are covered and protected, Lord Father God, as we move throughout the remainder of this year, 2022, Lord Father God. We thank you and we praise you in advance for all that you have done and for all that you're going to do. And we give your name the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks again, Chadney. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you are blessed by today's podcast. Please take the time to subscribe on whichever platform you listen today. And if you happen to be listening on Apple, please rate us 5 stars. Then hop on over to social media and say hi. We're the Cultivated Vegan everywhere, on Instagram, on Facebook, and yes, even TikTok. Because why? Your girl happens to be funny. From my heart to your home, here's wishing peace, love, and wellness to all of the fun-loving, salt-of-the-earth, melanated queens that you are.